Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and it's Tuesday morning. We have our mastermind group Tuesday and Thursday. Right now, I'm the only one, so we'll see who shows up because Sue just texted me and said she's got something planned this morning. Anyway, God bless her. We need to pray for her because she's got a lot on her plate. So, what do we want to talk about today? You know, creating things to happen in your career, your love life. And I know I looked at Doreen Virtue's Facebook page because I thought we needed to do something weekly, focus on something weekly or monthly, right? And so I said, what can we focus on? What's she focusing on? And that way we all can support each other. And then when two or more, like, have power, you know, like her group, our group, Angel Coaches, all the others out there, then we really make a difference, right? So, you know, and she says that divine guidance is given through feelings, you know, or the angels or your higher power talks to you through your feelings. How cool is that, right? And so when you have faith, okay, then all things are possible. Isn't that cool, right? Having faith, making it happen like that, just, you know, having the faith and the love and the joy. But she says that having faith, and we all say that too, you know, and trusting your heart to do and know the right way to get things to happen. So with faith, all things are possible. Remember, your angels, divine guidance talks to you through your feelings and everything in your heart. And so you say, well, Tree, how do I know that it's my angels, or how do I know it's God, my higher power, or whoever you believe in? You know, it's going to feel, it feels different when it has, it feels like strength, has a lot of love in there. And so I know some of us struggle, you know, with our career and are we doing the right thing, or how do I do what I love and love what I do? And then there are others that are afraid to think that they can have that. Well, let's go with faith, all things are possible. Trusting your heart. I always ask God, I said, God, show me with a dream. You know, especially when I was younger, I said, God and angels, I said, show me with a dream if I'm on the right path. And what do I need to do different? No, and I literally have had dreams, you know, show me what I needed to do. And sometimes they're not so easy to figure out or discern because you'll get a lot of images in there you're not quite sure about. And other times it'll be so direct. But at the end of the day, I go, you know what? I'm on the right path there, on the right page. Does that make sense to you guys? Has any of you guys that are listening to it now or later ever had a feeling or a dream and you knew that it was the right thing and you just were afraid to trust it, right? Because our ego, easing God out, is really loud. And, you know, and that still small voice is really that, a still small voice, a feeling. And that voice may sound like you, you know what I mean? So having faith, trusting your heart that you're on the right path with the law of attraction is key here. You know what I mean? So I want to make that really, really clear to you guys. And you guys know that. I mean, have you ever had what you call a miracle? You had a feeling about something and then you acted on it and boom, it happened. Remember, your angels and guides are talking to you with that, through that, you know what I mean? Imagine if we would see a big old angel knocking at our door saying, hey, take this job, person, marry this person, right? We get lost in the big old angel showing up at our door. So I think the big old angel, I say big old angel, big angel, little angel, whatever it is, or God talks to you through feeling, all right? And I think one thing that we really need to look at is how do you know that it's not something from you, right, from a past fear? The old feelings have been there for a really, really long time, right? And, you know, so if you get mad or you get upset that you don't have something or you don't have a job or you don't have the relationship that you're looking for, is that your angel saying, you don't have it because, or is that an old feeling from you? Okay, let me give you an example of that, and think about that. Right? How many of you guys have like, oh, is that my angels? Is that God? Well, usually God and the angels will be in a small voice, very firm. Okay, but not fear-based. Right? You can't have that job because you're not educated enough. You know, maybe another way the angels would say it, or God. You're going to have a job better suited for who you are, right? So just trust. They're not going to say you don't have the education, so you don't have the job. Or the guy or the girl that you're, you know, a lot of you guys are married, right? And I kudos to you for, you know, for keeping a marriage together and enjoying it and loving your mate. But there's some of us that are still dating or just starting to date, you know, whatever that looks like to you. And we're wondering if this is a good guy for us. Well, remember, a good guy for or a good girl for us is not, you know, and you're asking, is this the right guy for me? Are you the right girl for him? Are you the right girl now or woman now to be married? Maybe that's a better way of asking that question. And you'll be surprised at the answer that you get with that. I'm so grateful for Whitney. She really helped me figure out something because I was getting a lot of dreams and I about a big storm. Actually, the big storm was me and my issues with dating and men, right? You know, I'm really happy being alone. I want you to know that. I'm not lonely. I date and everything, but I'm really happy like that. But, you know, to meet the right man of my dreams, you know, I needed to look at some stuff, and I'm doing that and have done it, and realizing, wow, you know, you push people away without even giving them a chance, you know, and there's a lot of stuff with that, and I'm not the only one out there that does it. So I always want to come from desire. Don't you guys? Wouldn't that be great to always come from desire, not need, and, you know, and trust that it's all going to work out. And coming from desire, I bring a lot to the table, and I know that, you know, and I'm clear about that. I bring a lot to the table. And so that's something that I know that there was a time in my life that I felt I was lucky to have a guy if he chose me. I don't feel that way anymore. I feel like we're lucky to have each other when we choose each other. You know what I mean? Because I know who I am. And I'm assuming because I know that, then I'm going to attract that, I think, and I feel that I do. I mean, he knows who he is. I just got to remember not to shut him down, okay? And that's what I'm really working on with myself, you know, because I love being by myself, but I also love experiencing great love. You know, don't we all? You know, some of my greatest wonderful people out there who are experiencing great love are Whitney. Her and her husband have been married 7 years. I mean, how do you find great love? I lost my shoes yesterday morning. Like, how cool is that, right? So that's my intention, is to really look at things that and share with you guys today things that can, you know, remember that the angels, God, your higher power talks to you through your feelings, and to make sure that, and you go, how come I know it's not me? You're going to, you know, and your feeling may be an old feeling, and looking at that, and remember, if it's causing fear in your heart, that's not God. That's not the angels. If it's causing joy, and making you think, stop and think, well, I need to look at that. That's your angels. That's God. So, Allison, I can hear you working in the background, putting stuff together. What's going on there, young lady?
You called me. I am so sorry, everybody. I'm getting ready to go to work. I'm getting my yogurt and my Arden's Garden juice ready.
Nice. Very nice. Talk to us. What are you creating today? So I was talking about looking at feelings and that creating great love is a goal. And I was talking about Doreen Virtue. I looked at her page, and she's talking about the law of attraction and how to use it in your career. I think you can use that in your career and feelings and faith and trusting your heart in anything that you do. But what are you working on today? So share with us.
Actually, I really loved what you just said. It was for me, it was very poignant, especially about, you know, the guy and the great love and all of that. And what am I working on today? I am working on manifesting, focusing on getting my work just in check and balance. I'm almost there, which is really exciting because I have a new assistant director and she's wonderful, and we've really been able to get some good things done and getting organized. I'm still amazed and feel very fortunate to have God and the angels that have kept me strong for the last 6 months while I ran that school by myself. So working on work stuff, really putting that intention out there of finding the right teachers and hoping that the angels bring them in so we can really secure our staff for the fall so everybody's on the same mission and on the same wavelength, and trying to wrap that up today. And then just really believing in myself. Really, like you said, have that self-love and know what I bring to the table, and that I choose me first, and then if I'm with somebody, then I'm choosing to be with them because I'm okay with me. And that's where I'm at right now. I've had a couple of rumblings from my past relationship and people and friends that are coming back in and trying to stir the pot a little bit, and I just said no. And I was really proud of myself.
That's good.
So my intention is...
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, because your intention is... Well,
no.
That's great to choose what you just said. What could it be?
Yeah.
So what's your intention? I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No, my intention is to move forward, to keep my vibration high, you know, to change my thoughts, which will change my life, which it's doing right now, and really to continue to remain positive. In every situation, there's a silver lining, and there's something good that's going to come out of it. And I have a lot of gratitude to the fact that, you know, people criticize me for looking at life through rose-colored glasses, but you know what? I would rather be happy and focus on that and focus on the good things than get muddled in the mud. And so I'm very fortunate to have that.
Great deal there. That's wonderful, Allison. Rose-colored glasses, there's a movie, an Oscar-winning movie a few years ago about a father that took his son through the concentration camp and made it seem like a game. And it was a great movie, right? So we put the rose-colored glasses on our creator and reality, and you choose creatures with love and joy. Good for you. Amazing. I get you. And Miss Donna I'm so glad you're here, Donna. So,
my business call was pushed back to 9 o'clock. It usually starts at 8:30 on Tuesday, so that's why I was able to be on the call. But I'm manifesting getting out of my own damn way. And to piggyback off of Allison, no, because you know I'm a controller. Okay, and when you control and don't let God control, well, you know, everything doesn't move or flow the way it should. So I have realized that I am the impediment. I have stepped back. No, I mean, it's true. And to piggyback off of what Allison just said, how about living in the moment? I have been so focused on selling my business and selling my house, and trust me, it drives you crazy, you know. Somebody wants to see the house in 2 hours, and I've got a elderly big chocolate lab to get out the way and everything, and it is stressful. But deep breath,
I hear you.
Trying to keep myself focused on being joyful where I'm at and trusting that everything will fall into place as it is meant to be. You know, I'm so focused on moving, you know, starting up, you know, and focusing on new business and this, that, and the other. And I think the universe is telling me, Donna, you got to tie up these loose ends before you'll be able to fly. So I'm learning to be okay with that and, enjoy my time that I have left with my dog and being around, you know, my immediate family, as well as not losing focus on what's to come. But I can't just focus on that. I have to focus on what is, what's here to get to that next level.
Hey, that's great. And that's a hard one. And you know what? There's a mantra that I use. There's no reverse with me. I only move forward. And so, Allison, that's a good one. And the getting out of my own way, man, that's me too as well. Because, you know, last night I got mad at God and the angels. I was just like cursing and cussing. I was like, wait a minute. Stop. And I heard an angel go, you're not alone. I go, well, I don't care about being alone. I just need to get busy and let's create it to happen, right? Like, wait a minute, man. I've got angels talking to me and God talking to me, and I'm still not grateful. So I want to say I'm grateful for the connection and communication I have with my God and my angels. And, you know, and Whitney's here, and I know she can't talk. She's at work. So, Whitney, I appreciate that. You know, she gave a great saying, or great emotional thing to us a few months ago when she first did her first show here. She said, I don't believe in God. I know God. Okay, so God's her friend, right? And I was like, wow, that's a great way of saying that. I don't believe in God. I know God. And so she's had her own experience, you know, with her own health issues, and she's healed herself. And there's an article on Facebook that on my Facebook page, I'm sure it's on yours, about, you know, if it's not, then I'll send it to you. Or Whitney, if you're there, you put on everybody's page, maybe Certified Angel Coaches, I don't know. But it's about how she overcame cancer. I shared a story last night with somebody at Orange Theory, and they were like, wow, you're kidding. I go, yeah, that's her age. And I said, you got to listen to her show. She's amazing. So I promote you guys all the time. I promoted Donna the other day with her aromatherapy and her herbal, you know, her herbal remedies. And I'm saying it was that, and her coaching, because they were saying, does that really work? And I was like, yeah, you got to listen to the show. And I gave them your, you know, web link to your show. And then Allison, of course, children and, you know, working with children and adults. So I'm always promoting you guys because you guys are the experts in your fields. You know, and I told this to a guy. He asked me what I did, and I was talking to him via email. And so, yes, was I on the dating website? Yes, I was. And I said, you got to hear her. And he goes, I'm going to go look this up. I go, great. Check her out. He goes, yeah, I've got a son who's got issues. I said, well, this is what she does. So on that note, we've got a great site, angelcoaches.org. It's got us all on there, and it's wonderful to have three angels on here this morning. So you guys, thank you, because there's seven of us, right? There's 7 days, seven angels, seven archangels, and so we're the angel coaches. So it's good to have my sister angels on here with me this morning. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so very much. You guys are wonderful, and your intentions are. Let me see if anybody else has joined us and logged on. Because I was going to, no, I think this is all we are, and a lot of and everything. So, Allison loves to pray and does a great prayer. So, Allison, would you like to close our group today with a prayer? Donna, you got to hear her pray. She's amazing. Okay, so go ahead, Allison. I know
okay,
you like
I'm
to pray.
Listening.
Okay. Allison's going to pray, right, Allie? But she's not here, or she's on mute, which doesn't happen very often. So let's close this, she's probably had to run off. Okay, so let's close the show this morning with your intention. Change my mindset, change my life. That's the one I always like, and there's no reverse with me. I only move forward. What's an intention or a mantra that you use or affirmation you use, Donna?
An affirmation I use it a lot is just I am light and I am loved.
Nice, very nice. All right, well, we got a show tonight at 7 p.m. East Coast time. By the way, Thursday night I got a doctor on who's talking about genetic testing and certain things that you find out and what you can do, and this is the next thing to really healing our body, learning how to heal itself. Okay, and it's incredible. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be 7:30 p.m. or 7 p.m. Thursday night. All right, everybody, Thursday night and Tuesday night tonight. We've got some great things happening. And you guys, I'm going to post on Facebook today about our topic for the week. A little late, but hey, better late than never. And remember, Wednesday we've got our stuff happening and do. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great night.